Welcome on into the Jazz Talk Podcast. I'm your host, CJ Dieters. Now, this episode is going to be titled Just Hear Me Out. And because for a lot of jazz fans, what I am going to talk about is basically going to be blasphemy. But I ask that you just hear out my reasoning with this. So I have a trade idea. Now, I'm going to tell you that this is not, like, idea number one. This is not option number one. If I was in the Jazz front office, I have, like, 15 other guys that I would be going after, different ideas that I would be looking into. This is just an option, and I'm surprised by myself that I even thought of this, that I even see this as an option. But again, I just ask that you let me explain. So let's get into it. We'll just go ahead and bury the lead right away. So I have a trade proposal for getting Russell Westbrook from the Lakers. Okay, hold on. Don't turn off the episode just yet. Okay. Again, hear me out. Just listen. Okay. Now, I know on the podcast, I've talked bad about Russell Westbrook in the past, and I'm not going to take any of that back. He has a lot of faults. A lot. Okay? But let's talk a couple little details about Russell Westbrook. So, this next season, he has 1 year left on his contract. 1 year, $47 million, which is a ton. It's a lot of money. I know that. Quinn Snyder has always gotten the veteran point guards to play either their best season or at least one of their best seasons under him. George Hill and Ricky Rubio had their best seasons playing under Quinn Snyder. And then Mike Conley has had three of his best seasons of his career playing under Quinn Snyder. And then lastly, LeBron James is going to be 38 years old this next year. If the Lakers want to try and win another title under him, they have got to surround him with talent that fits what he does way better. Okay. Again, it shocks me that I'm even trying to sell this to you, because anyway, let's move on. So here's the trade idea. So the Jazz have to get up to about $44 million to make this trade work. Just by league rules, I think they could get up to like 40, but then you're just taking on a bunch of extra money anyway. So first off, this guy go out is Mike Conley. Now, I love Mike Conley, but the whole 2-6-1 guards, with neither of them being very good defenders, it's not working for the Jazz anymore. I think if they keep Donovan Mitchell, they've got to move on from, Mike Conley. So basically, it's either you keep Donovan Mitchell, or you keep Mike Conley. Most likely, they're going to keep Mitchell. So, Mike Conley is going to make about $23 million. Okay. Next is Juan Hernan Gomez. I like Juan Hernan Gomez, but he's making $7 million next year. I think the Jazz can find at least a similar player, like similar skill level, to replace him. So, I'm not too worried about sending him out. But he makes seven, so we're up to $30 million with Mike Conley and Juan Hernan Gomez. Next is Rudy Gay. Rudy Gay is making $6 million. It's pretty obvious the Jazz are not going to bring him back. They signed him to be this special weapon in the playoffs, and then when they got into the playoffs, you know, he had just played so poorly throughout the year that it was better to play Juan Hernan Gomez and Eric Paschal. So he makes six. Now we're up to 36. So remember, we got to go to about 44, 45 million, just to make this make sense. If we want just to make this trade legal, we just need to add another 4 million. So the last piece, and this is the one I really didn't want to have to add into this, but that's Royce O'Neale. So Royce O'Neale is going to make 9 million this next year. Really good defender, not elite, but a good defender. Can knock down wide open threes. He's making 9, so we're up to 45 million. So now, the Lakers want to get off of Russell Westbrook. There's been some reports saying that Phil Jackson wants the team to keep him around. But if I'm Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers, like getting rid of Russell Westbrook is a pretty big priority. And if you can get pieces like the names that I listed that would fit well, that would complement LeBron James, that's what I'm doing. So since they're a little desperate to get rid of him, the Jazz can get some draft capital out of this. So the Jazz are receiving back Russell Westbrook, the 2025 first round pick, and the 2027 first round pick from the Lakers. Now, if they don't want to do two first round picks, 2025 first and 4 second round picks. So no matter what, the Jazz are getting a first round pick or two, or at least first round pick and 4 seconds, which would refill their draft stock quite a bit. It'd give them a lot of options going forward. Next, like I said, Russell Westbrook's on a 1 year deal. So even if it goes horribly, he doesn't work, $47 million comes off of the Jazz's books, with him hitting free agency. Now they're out of the tax. And they have tons and tons of options. They have all these draft picks that they've accumulated now. And that's the main reason I'm thinking about this. But let's go over the positives and negatives of Russell Westbrook. Let's talk about the negatives first, because I actually want to try and sell him to you. So let's put the positives last, so he sounds like, someone you want. So negatives. He can be quite a bit of a cancer in the locker room. He's very into himself, very selfish guy. So you can mess with things in the locker room there. He turns the ball over a lot. But the main reason he turns the ball over a lot is because he's pushing the pace, which we'll talk about in the positives. But he pushes the pace, he tries to get things going. Sometimes he throws errant passes. Sometimes he doesn't make the best decisions. So he turns the ball over a lot. But the Jazz already do turn the ball over quite a bit, so it really wouldn't be much of a change. He's not a great defender. He's a good defender. He's got good size, good athleticism. He plays hard. So he's a good defender, but he's not this top-notch defender that like Ricky Rubio was or George Hill was. For the Jazz when they are the point guard next to Donovan Mitchell. Or no, George Hill actually never played with Donovan Mitchell. My bad. And he can't shoot. That's probably the biggest negative on Russell Westbrook. That's why he has the nickname West Brick. Guy, he can't shoot. Horrible 3-point shooter. Not very good in the mid-range. Fantastic finisher at the rim because he's so athletic. And that's why you got to kind of play him like a ball-handling power forward. So with bringing him into the Jazz, you have him and Rudy on the court together. Now you have two guys on the floor that can't shoot at the same time. Can kind of get, Can kind of muck up the works, but I think as long as you put three good enough shooters around them, you can make it work. So let's go over the positives. So why would we want this guy? So first off, 1 year deal, 47 million. Once he's gone, you clear that money. That's probably the biggest positive at this point. But let's actually get into his game and talk about the positive of pos sorry about that, the positives of his game. He goes 110% every single time he's on the floor. The Jazz haven't had somebody like that since like Trevor Booker. You could say Jay Crowder, but even Jay Crowder had lapses. So probably since Trevor Booker, the Jazz haven't had somebody that goes out there and is just flying for however many minutes you need him, whether it's 8 minutes or 40 minutes, just flying around. Okay. Russell Westbrook's a really good rebounder. Now, a big reason he got so many rebounds with the Thunder was Steven Adams would box out, clear the way so he could come and pick it up. But this year, the Lakers didn't do that for him, and he still was able to average 7 rebounds a game, which is better than any other secondary rebounder on the Jazz this last season. He pushes the pace like no other. He grabs those rebounds and he gets flying down the floor. The Jazz, at times, they like to play really lackadaisical, really slow, especially Donovan Mitchell. But they're at their very best, and you can look at their shooting percentages, their shot quality, their points per game, their points per 100 possessions. They're always better when they're taking shots in the first 8 seconds of the shot clock. So before the shot clock gets down to 16, if the Jazz have put up a shot over the last 3 years, they are, I think they're the number one offense in the entire NBA in that time period. I know over the last 2 years before this season, that was the case. He's a very good passer. He's gonna get guys set up. He's gonna keep the ball moving. And I think in years past, it was always he had to have the ball 100% of the time. And I think playing with Bradley Beal and then now playing with LeBron, he's learned to be off the ball a little bit, use cuts to his advantage, and then pass the ball well once he gets the ball. Let's talk now about what this Jazz team would look like if they did this trade. So you sent out Conley. And he sent out Royce O'Neal. So immediately, two starters are gone. You replace one of them with Russell Westbrook, but now you're down to Rudy Gobert, Bojan Bogdanovic, Donovan Mitchell, and Russell Westbrook. You need that one more forward. You really don't have contracts anymore to send out in trades. So you're looking in free agency, but all you have in free agency is the taxpayer mid-level, so about $6 million per year, or minimum level contracts. You're gonna need to find a bigger wing that can defend and that can space the floor a little bit. A guy like Kyle Anderson, if he's willing to come to the Jazz for $6 million a year, will be a great option there. But he's had really good success with the Grizzlies. And I don't think that they would really hesitate to at least even match the six per year, but they'd probably pay him a little bit more just because they have his bird rights. But that's kind of what I'm seeing is you get a guy in that 6'9", 6'8", 6'9" range that can defend, that can do some rebounding, that can space the floor, to put next to Bojan Bogdanovic. You also sent out Rudy Gay and Juan Hernan Gomez in this deal. So now you're pretty thin, coming off the bench. Hassan Whiteside's a free agent, so he's gonna be gone. He's gonna go find somewhere where they're gonna either pay him to be a starter or to be a lot more minutes backup center. So you have Udoka Azubuike. That's it at the center position. At the power forward, you could say Bojan, but he's small forward, which doesn't really matter where you classify him there. And then that's it. You sent away Hernan Gomez. You sent away Rudy Gay. Now, Eric Paschal is a restricted free agent, so they could definitely, bring him back. Okay, so at the small forward position, Daniel House is a free agent. They could bring him back, but it's probably going to cost more than a minimum contract. At the shooting guard, you still have Donovan. You have Jordan Clarkson, who's net your sixth man still, which that's one of the biggest things that I was look that I saw as a positive with making this trade is you still get to keep Bojan Bogdanovic, you still get to keep Jordan Clarkson around. They're going to be key for having other production other than Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, and Russell Westbrook. And then you have Nickeil Alexander-Walker. The Jazz picked him up this year in that trade to where they sent away Joe Ingles. They got Hernan Gomez and Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Alexander Walker is about 6'6", 215-ish, long, pretty athletic, not a freak athlete, but a pretty athletic, very smart player. Was a very good shooter in college. Has become a good shooter at the NBA level. And then you go to the point guard position. You have Westbrook, like I said. Trent Forrest is a restricted free agent, but I think the Jazz plan on bringing him back. And then you have a rookie from this last year, Jared Butler, who hopefully is ready to step up and play some more minutes. So they're gonna have to really be active in free agency if they make a trade like this where it's a 4-for-1. But yeah. Thank you for sticking around if you're still here, and at least hearing my reasoning. Again, this is not option number one. It's not option number two. This is like option number like 15. If all the other guys that I would like the Jazz to go for either are too overpriced or get sent somewhere else or the team doesn't want to trade them, this is a way, way back fallback option. But the fact is that it's an option. And after I've gone over it in my head, I really don't mind it. Like I really don't like Russell Westbrook, and he's had troubles with Salt Lake City in general. But for 1 year, and then you get all the benefits of his contract coming off the books, him bringing his attitude and his hustle into the locker room, it's not the worst thing ever. You can let me know on Facebook or on Instagram at Wasatch Basketball Pod what you think of this trade. If you think I'm just up in the night being ridiculous, or if you kind of can see where I'm coming from with this. This is really kind of the start of the off season, like me going into like actual trade possibilities, free agency, that type of stuff. So there's gonna be a lot more episodes. There's gonna be guys that I would like on the Jazz a lot more than Russell Westbrook, but just wanted to throw this one out here. Again, tell me what you think. But thank you so much for listening. Have a great day and go Jazz.